Welcome to the Pursue Your Potential podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Lakin. In this show, you'll hear solo episodes from myself, as well as interviews with women and men who are community leaders, entrepreneurs, coaches, athletes, and more. We will dive into their stories and provide you with actionable advice that will help and support you on your mission to pursue your potential. This podcast will be a place where you can tune in and learn what is needed to thrive mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually throughout the different levels of growth in your life. Hey there, welcome back. Today is going to be a really short episode. It's going to be straight to the point, fiery, feisty, however you want to look at this. You need to hear this. You need to understand it. It's going to make a huge difference in your life. What I want to talk to you about today is, do you need to exercise to lose weight? The answer is no. There are tons of people who don't exercise that lose weight or are thin or are skinny. You do not need that in your life to lose weight. Now, if you don't exercise, you're definitely missing out on a lot of things, a lot of health benefits, body recomp, building muscle, and avoiding that quote unquote skinny fat look that everybody talks about. Okay. Exercise is extremely important and it can help with the weight loss process, with the fat loss process, but it is not essential to lose weight. I'm going to give you a few scenarios here and I hope that it makes sense. So first scenario, you get sick, you have the flu and you lose your appetite. Maybe you're throwing up and you're not eating much. Maybe you're drinking juice, maybe you're drinking bone broth, but you're just not eating because it doesn't sound good or you can't hold it down. And then a few days later, you start to feel better. And maybe, because a lot of women do this, maybe you hop on the scale and you see that you're 5, 8, 10 pounds down because you had a few days where you were not eating. Were you exercising during that time? No, you're probably in bed doing the bare minimum. My picture here that I'm trying to paint is if you were not eating and your body is going through that process of burning calories just to keep you alive and fight that flu or whatever sickness you have, you are still burning calories. Okay. And if you aren't bringing food in, you are going to burn body fat. Not only that, but we need to understand that not all weight loss is from fat. There are three things you're going to lose when you lose body weight. Okay, maybe four. We'll add a fourth one because the first one is going to be water weight. The second is going to be muscle. The third is going to be body fat. And the fourth is maybe food, bowel movements, poop, whatever you want to call it. You are losing that volume off of your body, which makes you weigh less. So keep that in mind that we need to understand what the weight loss is and how to do it in a very healthy way. And you can still do it in a healthy way without exercise. It just might not be as quick as you'd like it to be, depending on how low in calories you go. Weight loss happens from fat when we are in a calorie deficit for a period of time. And you don't need to exercise to burn those calories. Your body's burning calories all the time. I'm burning calories here, just sitting here, talking to you, thinking about what I'm going to say, moving my hands while I talk and putting a lot of energy into this. And then I'm going to burn calories when I leave this space and go make my breakfast and go pick up my son from school and do all these things. You don't just burn calories when you're exercising. So I just want to share this real quick because I get so many people saying that they want to lose weight, but they don't have time to work out. Cool. You can still lose weight. Or this is really frustrating. If you're a client of mine, I'm sorry if this resonates with you. I'm sorry, but this needs to be said. There have been times where I've worked with clients where they are too busy to fit in their workouts and they just let their progress stall because they feel like if they can't exercise, they have to kind of just let it go. Or, you know, maybe they don't see the point of eating in a certain way because they can't exercise. Or they go on vacation and they have a plan, in place and, you know, they're going to exercise and they're going to eat well, but they don't do either. And it's an interesting thing to think about because there are two ways that you can look at vacationing. Like, vacation doesn't equal loss of progress. It doesn't have to equal that. You can go into a vacation, and even if you can't exercise, if your hotel doesn't have a gym, if you don't have time because you have all these other things planned, how you eat can still either have you coming home from your vacation 5 pounds up or 5 pounds down. It's up to you and what you want out of that experience. And that's what I tell my clients all the time is, hey, I totally support you just like letting loose on your vacation. You also need to know that it might set you back a little bit, or maybe it won't set you back, but it's not going to move you forward. And that's totally fine if you're doing a vacation once during our program. But if you are going out every weekend, you're going on a vacation 2 or 3 times during our program, you have to pick and choose because you're essentially paying me to coach you for 12 weeks or however long you've committed to work with me. And you're using half of that time to go out and have fun. And it's going to make you maybe feel like you didn't get much accomplished at the end of the program. And that's not what we want, right? So if you're going to take the time to hire a coach, commit to a program, you've got to be committed to it. And that doesn't mean you can't have fun. That doesn't mean you can't vacation, but you really have to be mindful of that and pick and choose what days you want to give that freedom to, you know. And the way that I coach is macros based for the most part. I tailor it to the client, but I prefer macros because you can eat whatever you want and you have the food freedom. Obviously, we want it to be mostly whole foods and a little bit of the fun foods or whatever you want to call it, and not just McDonald's and pizza and beer or wine or whatever you're wanting to drink and eat every day. There has to be some compromise on your end. And the extent of your goal is going to dictate how much you need to sacrifice during that time period. So that's the first scenario, is you get sick and you can't eat. You've likely weighed yourself after that and been down a few pounds. I've been sick before and didn't really eat for a few days because I just couldn't. And I weighed myself and I was like 8 pounds down. And then I eat and I drink and I do all those things, and then the weight just goes back up. So you might have seen that. The second scenario is, I want you to consider people that don't have access to a gym, that don't want to work out and don't take the time to, or think about people. I don't like to use this because I don't know how this is going to come off, but it's a real life scenario. Is like, think about all the people that don't have the opportunity to overeat. Think about people who are scraping by just to get each meal, or think about people that are in poverty or homeless or anything like that. Like, they lose weight without exercising. Okay. They are not walking around overweight because they can't afford that. And think about that for a second. If we were to talk about back in the day, or maybe it's still a thing now, and I just happen to be privileged in this society, but when people back in the day were overweight, they were looked at to be wealthy because they could afford that food. They could afford to eat that much food. And then if you were skinny, you were considered to be poor because that meant that you weren't eating as much. And you kind of have to look at it this way, because it really paints the picture of, what excuses are you making, and why are you letting the weeks that you can't make it to the gym keep you from that weight loss that you are desiring? So consider that, please. Now, I want to paint the picture also of how important it is to exercise. Okay. Exercising isn't just for weight loss. A lot of people think, I'm going about my life, I need to lose 20 pounds, I'm going to exercise. Okay. And I'm going to cut all my calories, I'm going to lose all the weight, and then I'm going to stop or whatever, or I'm going to get in shape and do this. It is important to understand that we exercise for the overall health benefits. It is amazing for your cardiovascular system. It is amazing for your neurological system. Like, it just makes you more on point, clear-headed. Not to mention that you're going to build beautiful muscle that you need to, regardless of whether or not you want to look like a bodybuilder, whether or not you want big muscles, whether or not you want any of that, you still need to be resistance training. Because guess what? As we age, we lose muscle mass. The only way to prevent that is to be building on top of it and to preserve it through resistance training and eating a proper diet. So if you think about it, that's a huge motivator for me. I hope that can be for you too. But when I think about my 70 or 80 year old self, I don't want to be frail and fragile and losing my bone mass and losing my muscle mass. I want to be as healthy as possible. And that starts with the way that you train and eat. Okay. The way that you take care of your body is going to turn out to be like when you're older and if you're going to be strong or not strong. Okay. Because as we get older, we lose muscle mass, we lose bone density. And the only way to, again, like I said, to preserve that or build on top of it is to resistance train. And yes, resistance training builds muscle and it builds bone and preserves those things. So you need to be looking at it that way. On top of that, I don't know if you agree with this or not. I haven't met anyone that doesn't agree with this, but exercise is one of the best ways to boost your mood, to boost your energy. And if you start your day out with an exercise, it usually goes better the rest of the day because you started out taking care of yourself, moving your body, getting all that stuck energy unstuck and getting your heart rate up, getting your lungs going, all of those things. And it just feels better. I've heard from so many clients that, hey, you know what? I've noticed that the days that I don't work out in the morning or don't work out at all, they don't go as good as the days that I do, or my mood is just off, but they seem happier and they seem more energetic when they get that workout in. So there are countless benefits to exercising, and it needs to be included for overall health purposes. Do cardio to help your heart and your lungs and really do what you can to take the best care of yourself and be physically fit. Just understand that no, you do not need to be exercising to lose weight. And it is said, and this is what I have learned in my time of being educated and all those things, is when we think about our TDEE, our total daily energy expenditure, only about 10% of the energy that we burn, 10% out of 100 is from exercise calories. The rest of it, about 70% of that, is just keeping yourself alive. So if you were to lay in bed all day and do nothing, you're just breathing and keeping the lights on in your body and maybe thinking, because, you know, you can't, I don't know. I've heard that some people don't have an inner monologue and that just blows my mind, but like, I can't imagine laying there all day and not thinking. So even thinking burns calories. If you just laid there and did nothing all day just to keep your body alive, you burn about 70% of the amount of calories you burn in that day. The next is going to be your NEAT. So how many calories you burn in a day just going about your day, fidgeting, talking with your hand, doing the dishes, picking your kids up from school, like just movement throughout the day, cleaning your house. That is going to be around 20-30%. And then another portion of that is going to be your TEF, which is the thermic effect of feeding, meaning calories your body burns digesting food. So yes, when we eat, our body has to utilize that food and it burns calories as it does that. And then the very little top, I'm thinking about the graph here, if we're looking at a graph, the very last piece of that puzzle, 10% is calories burned in a day through exercise. And so many people think that they're burning so many calories with exercise, but we highly overestimate how many calories we burn with exercise. And even if you're wearing an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or those other heart rate monitors, I think it's Polar, I don't know what device you're using, those are often inaccurate. So you really have to consider that. No, you do not need to exercise for fat loss. You do not need to exercise for weight loss of any kind. Please understand that weight loss does not equal fat loss. You can lose weight and it be just water. You can lose weight and it just be fat. You can lose weight and it can just be muscle or a combination of one or two or three of those. Okay. And the best way to lose body fat and lose weight in a healthy way is that you take it slow and you can speed it up a little bit. It doesn't always have to be slow and sustainable. There's a time and place for different things. There's a time and place for extremes and lower calories and all of those things. And it's best to work with a qualified professional to help you out with that, so you aren't cutting down to 800 calories and not eating enough protein and ruining whatever progress you made before that. So the best thing you can do is try to lose, some water weight, mostly fat, and hopefully no muscle or just the bare minimum of muscle. And the best way to do that is to be eating enough calories, eating plenty of protein, resistance training, and giving yourself some time and being patient, okay? Because if you eat too low of calories, if you go too hard too often, and you're just trying to wreck yourself to lose 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds, a lot of that's going to be muscle. And then you're going to look like maybe you lose the 30 pounds and you're like, great, I'm down 30 pounds, but wow, I don't look the way that I thought I would. And I've had so many people say that is I've tried to work with clients and have them get their calories up saying, hey, I would really love for you to be eating 16, 17, 1800 calories. And they're fighting me on it, only eating 1,000, 1100 calories. And I'm like, dude, you're not going to like the way that this turns out if you keep doing that, because you're going to lose muscle. You're not going to be building any muscle, that's for sure. And you're not going to like the way that that looks, because you're not going to have that toned appearance that you think that you're after, that you're going to have once that 30 pounds of body fat is gone. So I'm going to wrap this up here. Again, I wanted this to be fairly short and I could talk about this forever. I just hope that what I have said here really nailed it on the head and that you are understanding this and you stop using the excuse of not being able to work out to keep you gaining weight or not losing any weight, because you can absolutely get into a calorie deficit and lose body fat, lose weight without exercise. I don't recommend it, but if you need to, because your work schedule is so busy, I have worked with a lot of I have worked with a lot of nurses and people that work 12-hour shifts and people that work overnight shifts and their schedule is crazy. I've worked with people that do 12-hour shifts, they go to school and they have a family. Where in that time do they have time to exercise? That I'm not going to try to say, hey, you need to get your ass to the gym, because like they can't, okay? But that is not an excuse to totally give up on your weight loss goals if that is important to you. And I totally get it. For some reason, it's been kind of like a difficult thing to talk about weight loss sometimes, because there's this huge body positivity movement and you don't need to lose weight. You're perfect as you are. I totally get that. And I'm all about body positivity and loving yourself as you are. I also know what it's like to be uncomfortable in my clothes, not want to go out and socialize because I'm not super happy with the way I look and none of my dresses are fitting, or not wanting to be intimate with my husband because I feel like I've gained a few pounds and I don't like that. I know how all of that feels, and I know how it feels to want to hide because you aren't super proud of the way that you've treated your body and how it's showing. So I get it. If you want to lose weight, I totally support you. That is the majority of what clients are coming to me for, is wanting to lose weight and tone up. So I hope that this helps. I hope that this got it through your head that no, you don't need to be exercising. It's not a good enough excuse to just stop. If you can't exercise, another thing here is if you're having surgery, okay, this was another thing that I wanted to add real quick. Having surgery doesn't exactly mean that you need to gain weight or just stay where you're at. If you eat in a certain way that at least you maintain where you're at, that you're not going to be gaining weight just because you had surgery. And a lot of people use that as a reason, or, maybe it's a hellish surgery. If you've heard about mine sucked. Like my recovery sucked for the first 4 to 6 weeks. And I was just so ready to get to the gym, but I didn't try to lose weight during that process. I really just wanted to maintain my muscle mass because I was scared that I was going to lose it. Lose some of it. So I ate tons of protein. I made sure that I didn't undereat. But if you want to lose weight after a period of having your surgery, you can totally do that and you don't have to exercise. So keep these things in mind. I'm going to wrap it up here. I hope that this helps. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me on Instagram at @TaylorLakin_, or you can contact me on Instagram at Tailored For You Coaching. And if you like this episode, if you like my podcast, please go leave me a 5-star rating and written review. It really helps me as a podcaster, and I appreciate it so much. I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.